listening to your new best friends podcast. And here are your hosts, Tabby and Mike.
Hello, everybody. And welcome back to another episode of your new best friends podcast, where we're here to fill that void in your life.
I'm Mike, as always, with my co-host, Tabby. Tabby.
Michael.
Season 5.
Season 5. Episode 1. We've been doing the damn thing.
I vow that this season will be very clean.
Why are you doing that?
Because I think that we are better than that. We don't have to be blue. We don't have to be blue to get laughs and likes.
Blue? What does that mean?
Dirty.
Is that a code word? I've never heard this.
Really? Let's say, like, this comedian's working blue?
No.
Never heard that?
Never, not once.
Yes. They always say, like, dick jokes. They work blue. Like.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, and that's us.
No, but we're not doing that. We're better than that.
Do you think we have it in us?
I think so. This is the year of yes for you.
Yeah.
You say yes to everything.
Mm-hmm. But we're already a few months in. Now we're going to change?
This is the season of yes.
So now it's the season. I got you.
Yes.
Okay. Got you. Well, I don't vow to that at all. And I got some stories. And in fact, what I want to start this show with is dicks. I got to be honest with you.
Go on.
Well, now you've piqued my interest.
Yes.
Yeah, no. So the opener of this one's really going to poo-poo on what you've just asked of us.
Real tasteless segue?
Yeah.
Last episode, you won a game show.
That's right. That's right. And I get to make a donation.
Yes, I get to make a donation in the podcast name for...
Correct.
Yes. What organization would you like to donate your $10 to?
So I picked Safe Haven of Pike County Incorporated, and that's located in New York State. Okay, so we will be happily making a donation there.
All right.
Okay.
What are they? You said it's a woman.
Yes,
woman
it's
shelter?
A women's shelter, domestic abuse, et cetera, et cetera. I want to make sure I picked a woman's geared organization for you to donate to.
I love it.
Really humble you up. Well, because with that day, it was National Women's Day.
It was.
That's correct. That's correct. So, now, anyways, into the segue of the opener.
Yes, the opener.
So, recently, I was, now, as if you're a new listener, you may not know, Mike and I work together. We've known one another for 8 years. We are decent friends.
All the way real today. Okay.
We are friendly.
Yes.
And so, yeah, we work together. And at our job, I was cleaning a public bathroom garbage. Okay. And while I was changing this garbage, I found something that I think our listeners will appreciate because it's a little bit of a mystery. And it's a mystery we'll never get to solve.
Ooh.
And I'm curious to hear what the listeners also think when they tell us what may have gone down.
Yes.
Okay, because we all have our theories. I've spread this far and wide to as many people as I could. And I have picture proof.
It's a head scratcher, yes.
Well, that's what it is, right. And there's so many open-ended things that you really just can't pinpoint one. Okay, and the pictures, we have proof. Okay, so I made sure to take proof because you know I don't come to you without evidence. When I said there was a person with a TV on their head in a park, I provided evidence for said picture. You know what I mean? And this is just how it works. So, and in fact, you know, I should tell the listeners, this finding in my garbage actually pretty much saved me from getting written up.
Okay.
So the only reason that this was found was because a very higher up individual happened to be looking at our work, and they had pulled out this garbage. Ordinarily, this garbage normally has nothing in it, but this day there was something in it. And so they called me over to the garbage and they said, Tabby, you know, we were quite surprised by what we have found in your garbage. And I'm thinking, oh boy, it must have been overflowing. I wasn't paying attention. And I walk up. And I take a little peeksy, and there is a, I mean, what would you say, 8, 9, 10 inch?
At least a 9.
Let's give it a 9. Okay. A 9 inch suction cup dildo directly on the top of the garbage.
Color? Okay. Cream.
It was cream colored. Correct. That's correct. It had a condom on it. Questionable. So I immediately address the situation. The higher up person leaves. I take the garbage out of the can, of course, and when I lay it on the floor, I see another 9-inch dildo suction cup.
Color chocolate.
Chocolate. Yeah, it was a bit darker. And I find two pairs of underwear. One, mm-hmm. Calvin Klein boxers. Mm-hmm. The other, red, white, and blue panties.
Mm.
Patriotic.
Mm-hmm.
There was a discarded used condom in the garbage.
Mm.
So we can only assume.
It was on the chocolate.
It was on the chocolate,
mm-hmm.
chocolate dick. And now, let's get after it.
Okay.
Okay. And also, mm-hmm. for the record, I then sought out Mike mm-hmm. whilst carrying the dildo-filled garbage bag through our job to find him, to lay it upon the concrete and say, Michael, look what I have found. Not one, but two.
Yes.
And then the mystery began. Okay, now let's go.
To be fair, you called me on the phone.
I did.
You said, Michael, get over here, quick. I need you to show you something. I found it in a garbage can. And I said, is it a baby? And then... She said, no, get over here, please. And then she laid it on the floor, the bag. I looked at it, and we're staring at it and cheering
mm-hmm.
as the higher-up is walking past us.
Correct.
And
that was what saved my job.
Yes.
To see the excitement in my face. And then also, they didn't know there was a second dildo. You know, they only saw the one that was sitting up on the top. They did not see the second dildo. So as we were hooting and hollering about mm-hmm. how we had found something so magnificent, my job was saved. So,
yes. Okay.
Lord works in mysterious ways. Yeah. That's
yes,
what
he
happens.
Does.
Now, okay. It's theory time.
Yes. You expressed to me how expensive said dildos are.
That's correct. These dildos are running from anywhere from, let's say, $80 on the low end mm-hmm. to $160 on a high end. Could be more. Okay. And these were the good ones. Take my word on it.
Okay. Now, real quick, what changes the value? Is it the balls? Is it the veins? Is the shape?
It's the sturdiness and what it's made of. Now, if you've ever consumed any lesbian porn,
mm-hmm.
you may notice that they have to hold the dildo while they put it in and out. Okay?
Yes.
The better dildos, hands-free. This is a hands-free environment. This is Bluetooth for the dildos.
Okay. Ooh.
So.
Okay.
Right. So that's what makes a good quality dildo and a bad quality. So the ones that you're seeing in those porns, mm-hmm. they're maybe $30. And they're the poopiest dildos you've ever seen.
Poopiest dildos.
The poopiest.
But they're really long.
They're quite long.
Yes.
For no reason. That doesn't make a whole lot of sense. You know, and they're always falling out of the strap.
Mm-hmm.
They got to use a whole freaking hand to hold it in. It throws the logistics off of the whole thing, quite frankly. They got long nails. None of it makes sense.
Okay.
Any hoodles.
Now, the one had a condom on, the one did not.
Mm-hmm.
Two pair of underwear, one panties, one Calvin Klein boxers.
Yes. Now, when I hear Calvin Klein boxers, mm-hmm. my mind immediately goes to lesbian.
And I'm okay with that.
Right, because they're known. They've taken over the Calvin Klein brand. Okay,
mm-hmm.
It's Calvin Klein sports bras. It's Calvin Klein hats. It's Calvin Klein boxers. It's Calvin Klein socks. I mean, they've taken it. You know, that's how you tell someone else you're a lesbian.
Now, without being gross, the condoms were clean?
They, from what I could see through the trash bag, that is correct.
Huh.
I didn't see any poo-poo matter.
No poo-poo matter.
Not that I could see. Not to discard it. Not to say that it didn't.
I feel like it's safe to assume that mm-hmm. there was at least one female.
Yeah, 100%, yes. We can assume that,
mm-hmm.
right? Now, my immediate theory mm-hmm. was, and many people told me I was a little bit bizarre for this. Okay, my immediate theory was this was a singular man,
mm-hmm.
okay? He was clearly making OnlyFans videos,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, why else would you do such a thing, right? He had two different pairs of underwear. Okay,
mm-hmm.
he suction cupped these dildos to the wall. A little bit of spit, no problem. And then, and then he would make one video in the one pair of panties with the one colored dick.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, he's done, puts that away.
Mm-hmm.
And then he changes into the other pair of panties and makes love to the other dick on the wall for another video. This is a 2-for-1 special. You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean? He was really getting his day done, is what he was doing. That was my initial theory. Many, many, many people disagreed with me. Michaels?
Okay, now, the only issue I have with that is that it is crazy. Yes, that's the biggest issue.
That's not the adjective I heard, but sure.
Why would a single man
mm-hmm.
put a condom on a dildo?
Ah, for lubrication. Great question. Glad you brought it up.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're gonna, you know, a condom's a natural lubrication for you.
Wouldn't you just throw some lube on the condom that you, the dick that you own?
Well, I mean, I feel like it's a lot easier, less mess. You just slap a condom on, it's lubed, it's ready to go.
And then you just throw away, like, $300 worth of dildos?
Well, see, we didn't get to that point yet.
Okay.
Okay.
I think it was just a girl.
Mm-hmm. Just
and
one. You think it was just one girl?
I'm going two girls.
Okay, okay.
Possibly. The Calvin Klein. I didn't know that was a lesbian revolution for Calvin Klein underwear.
Mm-hmm, yes.
I did not know that.
Yeah, we're reviving them as a brand.
Nice. Do you nice. Own a pair?
No.
Mm.
Yeah, I got to get on it.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Okay, so I feel as though there were two women, I guess, reluctantly, I'll say two women, and they were just doing each other or holding hands while they were backing it up against the wall.
See, now that I can get behind. See, because I can't fathom them doing it to each other with suction cup dildos.
Mm-hmm.
That wouldn't make sense. Those cents don't make dollars.
Mm-hmm.
Not OnlyFans dollars. No. So I could agree with you. They're, you know, fingers crossed and backing it up against the public wall, you know, that we clean thoroughly, of course.
Yes.
And then, so let's say for the sake of it, that is what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Two girls, fingers crossed, backing it up against the wall, suction cupped. It's great, right?
Yeah.
Why then? No, well, first things first, they had to transport it to there, right? They weren't, you know, like, it had to be brought in there. So we're going to assume there was a bag.
Mm-hmm.
There was a bag involved. Why then would you throw away, like you said, over $300 worth of dildos? Now, unless you're killing it on OnlyFans, and that was part of the ending of your OnlyFans video, that, you know, you just discard your dick.
Mm-hmm.
But in all reality, they also threw out the underwear, which, to me, I think they got spooked.
Okay.
I think someone spooked them. But to still throw away the items, which also means that you kept your pants.
Yes.
Which had to have been taken off because you took off your underwear. So
yes.
The whole thing really, it throws me for a loop as to how the executive decisions got made. It was like, okay, we can keep the pants, but the underwear has to go. The dicks have to go. But the bag that we transported them in stays? You know, I mean, the whole thing is very confusing. It's messy.
The dildo possibly hitting the floor or something, even with the condom on, I'm still going to keep it probably.
100%. You bring it home, you boil it. Like,
yes.
I don't even, that's not even a thought.
So, yeah. But then to leave the underwear, too.
But that's what I mean.
To keep
and the underwear
pants.
Were underneath the pants. So at what point did we make decisions to say, the underwear is not as good as the pants? I mean, granted, you need pants, right? I mean, I guess you can't go out in public without pants, but
do you think they took their... They had to take your shoes off, right?
And if they did.
Yes.
Disgusting.
I'm hoping they took their shoes off, took their pants off, took their underwear off, put their shoes back on, and then backed up into the wall for about a half an hour.
About a half an hour, yeah. Yeah. I would assume that the shoes came off, but who could tell? Who could tell?
Unless it was skirts? They were rocking skirts? We'd never thought about skirts before.
No, but it was cold. It would be bizarre to be wearing a skirt.
Yeah, because that's the weird thing.
In the cold.
Right?
Well, listen, we're trying to put logic behind something that's illogical.
Yes.
Oh, by the way, any listeners who do happen to come across an OnlyFans of anybody, maybe a singular man, backing it up on a wall, okay, with red, white, and blue undies or black Calvin Klein boxers, let us know.
Please.
You know what I mean? Just reach out to us because we have so many open-ended questions that we'll never get answers to.
I'll pay to subscribe just to ask them.
Yeah, you will.
What happened?
That'll be our next $10 donation.
Now, see, I was thinking, and I don't know if they do this on OnlyFans, if you just, like, really give it to yourself real good, couldn't you, like, take out the dildo and, like, autograph it and, like, auction it off or something? Wouldn't that just be fantastic?
That's a good... I bet you that happens. I'm sure
it
that
has
that
to
happens,
be.
Right? Because I know that there are men who pay women for just wearing their underwear.
And
they'll say, like, wear it for, like, 3 days.
And
then send it to them, which is crazy.
You think porn stars do that? Real quick, side note. Like a convention or something. You take out, like, a dildo, you shove it inside you, take it out, and then, like, say, what's your name, sweetheart? And then, like, you write the name on the side of it and give it to them?
I'm sure.
That would be so hot.
I've seen TikToks where... Like, there was, like a decently attractive woman. She was standing outside. I guess she was, like, skateboarding or whatever. And a guy pulled up to her and was like, I'll pay you $20 for your socks right now. She did it.
Why wouldn't you?
Exactly. And he was happy.
For your
kicked
socks?
Off, yeah, she kicked off her Vans, took her socks off, gave them to him, and he sniffed them, gave her $20, and walked away. Or, well, he drove away.
Yes.
And
that wouldn't bother you?
For $20, I don't know. I'd probably try and get 40.
You said you'd freak out if your DNA got out there.
I know. I was just thinking that. When you said the porn star thing about like just shoving it in you and then pulling it out, I was like, I don't know. I don't know if I could do that. My DNA is all over that.
Yeah.
Like, that would... Like, if someone said that they'd pay you for a cup of your sperm, you wouldn't be a little bit concerned? Like,
no.
That's
like,
crazy.
Good for you. That's a bargain.
That's crazy.
No.
You could do things with that. Well, I mean, I yeah. guess, you know what I mean.
I'm housing some real
oh,
special
that's
juice.
Right. That's right.
Oh, that's right. I got a vasectomy.
I forget.
Yeah, me too.
But yeah, I don't know. I would just be concerned. Your DNA's still in it. It doesn't change anything. They could put you all over the scene of a crime. They could put you at a rape scene for all you know. Speaking of.
season 5. Go ahead.
We're off to a good start.
Yeah.
If you were to be murdered,
mm-hmm.
would you want to be murdered by one person and be the only person that they murdered?
Mm-hmm.
Or would you rather be murdered by a serial killer?
I feel like this should be an opening for another episode.
That's too bad. I've asked it now.
Okay. Individual murder. Crime of passion.
Why?
A one-off, because I feel like I'm special at that point.
I knew it. That's what the person said, too. They were like, I don't want to be a serial killer's, like,
yeah.
killed victim. They were like, I don't want to be on a list
yeah,
of
just,
something somewhere.
Yeah. I just fit his description and not
yeah.
like, God, I hate that guy so much. I want to kill him.
Like, rather than being, like, their only victim. And,
mm-hmm.
yeah. And then also they said, they were like, and God forbid someone did a podcast about me and it was one of their shorter episodes
mm-hmm.
and it was, like, boring. They're like, I'd be devastated.
Yes.
You get like a 32-minute episode. Everybody else is like 46 and up.
Yeah.
That would hurt. That would hurt. From beyond the grave, that would hurt. But yeah, I was curious. Yeah. Yeah, I'd want to be someone's only victim too. I don't want to be on
mm-hmm.
the list. And if I am on the list, I want to be like some, for some reason I stood out. Like
mm-hmm.
they were like, this is the oddball here. We can't tie her to him, but he killed her in the same way. For some reason, he went over some burly tomboy and got
mm-hmm.
hurt.
Just bonked her good. One of those good dildos you hear about. She's out cold. He's throwing other people's DNA all over her. You know, really mixing it up.
Really fucking throwing us for a loop.
Yeah. It looks like 45 people killed her. I'm like, yeah, she's a hoe.
He's been buying DNA. That's what he's been doing.
Exactly.
He's been on the black market buying vials
yeah.
of blood. My vials of blood. That's what he's been doing. But yeah. I also agree with you. Yes. For the record.
Yes, got it. I mean, you have to.
Yeah, so Michael and I have been, we brew and stew about this dildo scenario often. I tell it to everybody I know, just trying to get more insight on this. You know what I mean? And like a, what do you think happened?
Mm-hmm.
It's really the disposal of the dildos that really throws this whole thing for a loop.
Mm-hmm.
I can buy it all up to that point. I can buy the throwing away the underwear. I can buy the fact that you did it in the bathroom. I can buy all that. But you threw away a bunch of money in dildos.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the part where I get tripped up.
And I asked if she was willing to take them home and boil them and keep them. And
mm-hmm.
she looked at me like I was crazy.
That's crazy talk.
I don't know how.
Because then I got to throw out that pot. But you know what?
No. As long as they hit an internal temperature of like 165, I think. Wait, is that a chicken? That's a chicken.
Yes. Okay, and another lucky listener who gets to be on the opener, same way we said about the last listener on the closer.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Lucky you.
Lucky you. Hey, YNBF. I'm a 22-year-old male, and I need to tell this to someone. My father had a few of his golf buddies over for some drinks. I got home from work and saw this tall, gorgeous man in the kitchen.
Mm.
We hit it off instantly. We exchanged numbers and have been together now for a few weeks. How do I tell my father that one of his best friends is now my man?
Thank you
for your submission.
So you walk in the kitchen,
oh.
you see Seth Rogen standing there, looking delicious.
Looking hotter than ever.
Now, I'm humping up on my dad's friend, golf
mm-hmm.
friend.
This is super hot, by the way.
Hot?
Can we just say?
It is a porn scene.
This is crazy. You're 22.
Mm-hmm.
You're a stud. You walk into your kitchen. You see a hot guy who is an older hot guy.
Yes.
You, okay. This is everybody's dream. I'm going to assume he's in his 40s.
Salt and pepper hair. No, the guy
Ooh.
From Trivago.
Oh, yes.
You know that guy?
I do know that guy.
I don't know why you know that guy. That guy. Yeah, you see him in
he's
there.
He's an attractive man.
It's like sipping brandy.
I'm fucking flirting with that guy. I don't want to have sex with him, but I'm definitely flirting
mm-hmm.
with that guy. Just see if I could bag him.
Hey, you want to go to Florida?
How do you feel about Bruce Springsteen?
Yeah, love him.
Good.
So really, you, first of all, you're an adult.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you're 22. No one can
yeah.
stop you.
But you don't feel like weird about humping your dad's friend?
Okay, now doesn't that just add to the allure?
Oh my God, yes.
So much more. See, that's something I came to the conclusion to.
But if it's like really intricate, like Mission Impossible type
shit. Oh my gosh. Mm. It adds everything to it. Yeah, so that was a little bit of a something that I've been coming to a conclusion of. Is when it's just being thrown at you, you just kind of get like, eh. But if it's something you have to work for, like a cat and mouse situation, that changes the whole goddamn game. So I think that has to play a part in our listeners' perspective here of like, they both know they have to keep it a secret. They both know that they're not supposed to be doing this. But how hot is it that they are?
So who's in more, like, the friend is in, okay.
Oh my God, the friend is, like, horrible to that father. That's terrible.
Really?
He probably even, like, I mean, I don't know how long this, he said golf buddies, so we don't know how long they've been friends. But, like, it takes a weird turn really fast if this guy watched this kid grow up.
I am gonna, you are very correct. I'm gonna assume that they didn't, just for my own peace of mind.
Yes, just for all of our peace of mind. Sorry, everybody.
Yeah.
But, yeah, if this guy's been around for, like, a couple years, not good.
Yeah.
So let's hope he just picked this guy up on the the golf course.
Yeah.
That makes it super fucking hot. But that friend, he's carrying all the weight of this.
Yes.
And I feel like even the father knows that too. Like, you're going to be upset with your kid, but you're going to be way more upset at your friend who's 20 years older and is like, you know that's my son. Like, you know that's my son. Like, I brought you into my house. Clearly, I've spoken about my son. Like, there's no two ways about it. You know that's my kid. You fucked my kid.
Like, yeah, he came home from a shift at Target, saw you, and now you guys are just, like, bumping something
exactly.
Stupid. Okay, your son.
Uh-huh.
Sleeping with one of your female friends.
Yeah, I'm so pissed at my friend.
Really?
I'm so pissed at my friend.
Even being an adult, just, it's still, it's too much.
I'm mad at my friend for taking advantage of the situation, I feel like. But that would be my initial reaction. I guess if they were dating, I would have to come to terms with it. But I don't think our friendship's going to withstand that.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you.
Yeah, I don't think the friendship's going to withstand it. My whole relationship with you is going to change now. Now I'm going to treat you as my son's girlfriend.
Damn.
And kind of very much distance myself from you.
Which is fine, I guess. You kind of expect that.
Yeah, because it's like, well, this is a different, we have a different dynamic now.
What happens if the kid just comes up to you initially and says, Mom, I'm thinking about dating your friend. Are you going to talk him out of it?
I see, in my eyes, there is no talking somebody out of something.
Okay.
Like, I don't think you can talk somebody out of something because then you're just manipulating them, basically.
Mm-hmm.
If they're telling you they're going to do something, you have to take it at face value. So if my kid's coming up to me and saying, I'm going to date your friend, I immediately, as soon as you said it to me, I was like, so you guys have been talking.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you didn't just wake up today and go, I'm going to go after Mom's friend. Like, no, you guys have definitely been talking at some point. You guys have been talking behind my back.
Yes, we've been talking behind your back.
Probably went out to dinner or something. Probably already fucked.
No fucking yet. We went out to dinner once, and then I felt guilty enough to tell you that I'm pursuing your friend.
Yeah, there's really nothing I can do. Can't stop you.
Can I have your blessing?
Come back to me in like a week.
Let me cool down?
Yeah, like, you got to give me a little bit of time to register this. Because now I'm losing a friend. I got to accept the fact that you guys are together. My friend betrayed me.
Betrayed?
In the sense that they didn't tell me they were romantically interested in my child. I don't know, it's kind of weird, right?
My child, yeah.
Well, because, like, at the end of the day, like, no matter what age your kid is, they're your kid. Like, your kid can be 22. You're still going to see your kid as your kid.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't think, like, I mean, they always say that. Like, you're always your parents' baby.
Yeah. So even at, like, 35, like...
Well... Yeah, I guess then it's a little bit different. I think if my kid was in their early 20s, that's where I'm a little leery about the whole situation. Just more, I think, hurt from my friend.
What if...
If my kid was like 25 and up, like 26, 27, I'd be like, all right, look, it is what it is.
Okay, what if he was 22 but didn't live with you? And just happened to come over, saw the lady or guy or whatever, and just took it upon themselves outside of the house to pursue something.
Yeah, I think it would all, for me, depend on the maturity level of my kid. Mm-hmm. So, because I'm going to be looking at my friend like, really? You're going after someone who's half your age? Like, I think that would just kind of be how I saw it for the most part. Like, granted, there's always exceptions to the rule. There's always someone who's young but mature for their age, whatever. But if my kid didn't have their shit together, and I'm looking at my 45-year-old friend, and I'm just like, you're really chasing after like a 22-year-old? Because there's only one of two things. Either you're trying to get some hot tail...
Yeah.
And you're going through your midlife crisis, or you're genuinely interested in a relationship with a 22-year-old,
mm-hmm.
which, like, if my kid didn't have his shit together, I'd be looking at you like, wow, bitch. Talk about, like, rock bottom, huh? Like, I can't believe this is what you think you should be pursuing right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, if my kid had his shit together, fine. My kid had a great job, car, has mm-hmm. his own place. Probably going to be seeing this through a different lens. And I'd be like, you're one lucky son of a bitch.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, honestly, if it was, unfortunately, if it was a girl and one of my guy friends wanted to bang my daughter,
mm-hmm.
furious. If it was my son.
But why?
Because I feel like one, even though it's not true, I feel like the guy would be taking advantage of the younger girl. And if a younger guy was supposed to do like one of my wife's friends, I'd be like, yeah, well, I mean, you only live once, kind of.
Wow.
I know. And I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying that that's just the honest part. Saying like, yeah, that's how it would be. And also, it would depend on if I thought the friend was like a good person.
Oh, yeah, that too. Right.
Yes.
I think it would depend on my child's maturity level and also what I truly thought. Like, because now I know my friend's life. You know what I mean? Obviously, we've been telling each other stuff.
The worst, the best, and everything in between.
So I guess it would depend on where they were at, too. If I thought my friend was a fucking hot mess, I'm telling my kid right away. But
mm-hmm.
Again, nothing is going to deter them.
Mm-hmm.
There are no words you can say to either one of them. You are not the divided party.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're not an unbiased party.
Yes.
Your words are only going to contribute more to them probably getting together, if anything else.
Mm-hmm.
But now our listener wants to know how are they going to tell their father? Do you tell them? Now, they said they've been seeing each other for a couple of weeks. So that means they're starting to get invested. They're starting to get committed.
Yeah, you gotta tell him.
How do you say it?
I don't want to tell him later on once I'm, like, engaged or something. Like, you gotta just say, listen, like I want you to know that I'm an adult and I respect you and everything you do, but I am seeing your friend romantically and I hope you're okay with that. That feels like the best way you could possibly do that.
That was actually the best possible way
yes.
you could say that, yeah. I mean, minus the whole there's nothing you could do about it, but...
Oh, I said that?
Didn't you just say that?
I hope not. Because that didn't mean to come out.
But yeah, otherwise, I have to agree with you. I think pretty much just being open, honest, saying we're seeing one another, we care about one another, and I hope you can be happy for us.
Then get out of my house. I knew you were going to go there.
You always got something to hold over my head, huh? All right, well, I think that was some pretty organic, authentic advice we just gave our listener.
Five star
for our season 5 opener.
Mm.
Fantastic. 10 out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thank you so much, everybody, for joining our show. We hope you enjoyed. We hope you have enjoyed all 4 seasons, and we are looking forward to our 5th season with all of you. And we just want to take a moment to thank Gamma Gator Productions, the Irish Tech Society, and we just want to take a moment to thank the frontline workers, the essential workers, the protesters, the podcasters, all the everybody's everywhere doing everything. We love you. We support you. And we will see you next week.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks for listening. Want to be part of the show? Write in at ynbfpodcast@yahoo.com or call us at 707-461-0706. Follow us on Facebook at Your New Best Friends Podcast, Instagram at ynbfpodcast. We can be found on Spotify, Anchor, or wherever you listen to podcasts.